You're listening to Nightlight Radio Network. This is Dr. Bob Hieronymus, co-host of 21st Century Radio. We are happy to present this rebroadcast of our show on Nightlight. Well, welcome back to 21st Century Radio. I'm Dr. Bob Hieronymus, and actually, you know, for the past 4 months, I've been incommunicado, and here's why. Since March 2008, we've been working 12 to 16-hour days, 7 days a week. During that time, we recreated the mural, a little help from our friends, and recreated my new biodiesel art car, We the People. We began our 2-hour special project with Discovery Channel called Secret America that will be aired this fall. We hosted both Ziggy Marley and Carolyn Mountain Girl Garcia to not just the world premiere of the Dead Symphony, which took place just a couple of nights ago, they obviously wanted to take a look at the Muriel, as we say here in Balmer. So we drove them around town. We had a darn good time taking a look at all that stuff, eating crab cakes and such. And, you know, as far as all of that goes, I am so thankful that we do have media. I'm not talking about a newspaper like the Sun paper paying attention to this, because it never does. But thank you very much, WJZ-TV, Richard Scherr, Ron Matz, and WBAL-TV, and also the Discovery Channel. Thank you very much, and Good Morning America. I certainly enjoyed spending time with you guys briefly just the other day. And they publicized all this work, and it's time for us finally to take a vacation. I've not had a vacation, I think, in about 5 or 6 years, and certainly am looking forward to that. Now, our next guest is astrologer Christy Blaze, who is going to explain to everyone listening once and for all why Hieronymus & Company organizes our business and our lives around the quarterly Mercury retrograde time periods. That's true, friends. Everybody that we deal with, especially the Discovery Channel and other individuals that we had to work with intensely, we told them about Mercury retrograde before they started filming, and they had to learn for themselves that there are delays when you do this. As a matter of fact, the last time Chrissy joined us was just a few years ago to discuss her earlier edition of the book Mercury Retrograde, Your Survival Guide to Astrology's Most Precarious Time of the Year. But when we saw this 2008 edition from O Books, we decided it was time to bring her on for a full hour and really examine this phenomena more fully. As Chrissy says, quote, "The cosmos speaks to us in mysterious ways, and astrology is a language to interpret these cosmic mysteries." Chrissy Blaze is a professional astrologer, a columnist, an author, a speaker. Her book about Mercury retrograde is a practical workbook with a calendar to make it simple to look up the dates when Mercury retrograde is coming and plan ahead for it. As she says, the golden secret of Mercury retrograde is to use it as a time to, listen carefully, review, revisit, re-examine, rethink, and reboot. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio, Chrissy Blaze.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for that wonderful build-up there. I'm very interested to hear about all the things you've been doing. That sounds fantastic. I'd love to hear more, actually.
My dear, it was a blur. The last 4 months was a blur.
Well, you sounded as if you did quite a lot.
Well, we did. We've accomplished what we had to, but I'm telling you, it made living a day-to-day life very precarious. Now, Mercury retrograde is probably the best known of any astrological phenomena, even to those outside of astrology. But what exactly does it mean?
Well, it means, well, actually, all of the planets have what's called retrograde cycles, with the exception of the Sun, which means that they appear to go backwards in the heavens, but of course they don't really. If they did, we'd be in deep trouble.
But, yes, yeah. I guess we would, wouldn't we?
Yes. But in fact, they appear to do so by some optical illusion, which I describe in the book. But I think I have a theory about why we feel Mercury retrograde periods often more powerfully than the retrograde periods of the other planets. And my theory is that we live in a very mercurial society. Mm-hmm. Everything's very fast now, instantaneous, much more mercurial now than it was even 100 years ago. And probably a few hundred years ago, nobody even felt Mercury retrograde periods because they didn't have the internet, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, even recently. And I think the faster the world becomes, then the more we will really feel this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my theory, but it's because we do live in a very mercurial time. Would you agree, Bob?
Well, indeed. You know, as we're leaving, as Zechariah Sitchin just said last hour, you know, we're in the process of moving from 2160-year period of Pisces towards the Aquarius. And this is some major changes are going to come here, no doubt about it. One's more emotional age, and the other is certainly more mental and therefore mercurial type of energy. So, you know, I'm certain that Mercury, the being, the so-called God himself, is pretty much be a lot happier during this time period. Because, you know, and I think they used to say with Pisces, believing becomes very important. But with Aquarius, knowing becomes considerably important as well. But
actually, that concrete mind, yes, exactly.
Why does Mercury going retrograde affect us so much more than the other planets that are going retrograde?
Well, I think because of what we've been saying, you know, it rules communication, typically. Mm-hmm. The planet Mercury is the way we communicate with other people, the way we, it's the light in our eyes, you know, it's our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's the concrete mind as opposed to the intuitive mind or higher mind, and it governs everyday activities when we, you know, go to the bank or we do an errand or we open the computer and we send an email, we pick up the phone, we go for a walk around the block. These are all mercurial activities. We do a little dance. All these kind of movement and communication, as I say, the light in the eye, the intelligence, all these things are mercurial. Examinations we take, tests we take, crossword puzzles, all these kind of little daily things we do, well, not necessarily examinations of daily things, we hope, but all these activities we do on a daily basis are ruled by the planet Mercury.
Well, we certainly had a humdinger there between May the 26th to June the 18th, I believe it was. But, of course, there's that time period of moving, coming up to it, and the time period afterwards that have some effect. I use the little card that American Federation of Astrologers publishes, dealing so that shows you the warm up to and the breaking away from the actual time period of that. When is the next Mercury retrograde period?
It's in September, the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So we better gear up. It's probably not going to be quite so drastic as the last one, because the last one Mercury was actually in its own sign of Gemini, as you probably know.
Oh yeah.
And so, what sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo, okay. Your planet, too.
Yeah, well, also, but I have Mars conjunct Uranus and Saturn in Gemini. So that affected me tremendously. That's why I guess the reason why we were doing 12 projects all at once, and 4 or 5 of them actually got completed. But this next period, you say, is in September, beginning
24th.
Around the 24th.
It's about October the 15th, and it's in the planet of Libra, which, of course, is all about relationships and partnerships and the other as opposed to the self. And so, you know, typically we might find that old friends from the past come back into our life because we have a karmic situation to complete. So also there could be misunderstanding with relationships. So we have to be careful what you say to someone that you care about, because you could end up, you know, causing problems. So this is a time to focus on the way you communicate with those that you're close to and those that you're in partnership with and that you deal with on a daily basis, other people, for example.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. There is a bright side to Mercury retrograde. And I keep trying to focus on that bright side, dear. But there are times, Chrissy, when it gets kind of, you know, it doesn't seem so bright around that. But what is the bright side of Mercury retrograde? How can we use this energy in a very positive way?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic time, actually, if you get used to using it in a certain way. And that is, it's great for revising things. So being a writer, I've learned just to leave any editing or anything like that until Mercury goes retrograde, because then you look at the chapter you've written and you think, oh goodness, why did I write it like that? And you kind of have a, is a great time to review things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking differently. You're kind of like, during Mercury retrograde, it's as if you're thinking outside the box. You're seeing the world from a different perspective. And any decisions you made in the past may seem to kind of fall apart now. But that's a good thing, because it's allowing you to look at the decision you made in a different light, mm-hmm. and realizing perhaps there were shortcomings and you just need to kind of change it slightly. So it's a great time for changing things. It's a great time for reviewing and revising, editing, all things like that, sort of fluid things like that. Really good.
How would you evaluate it in regards to, say, for instance, buying, purchasing things, dealing with communications and travel and that type of thing?
Yeah, that can be a nightmare. In fact, actually finishing things, like completing things like travel plans, because of course Mercury rules travel. But if you make a plan to travel, you have to make a plan to travel during Mercury retrograde, which you might well have to do. You know,
yeah,
sometimes
sure.
you have to do things.
Yep.
Be prepared for changes when you actually take the plane and you get there. Perhaps you'll end up somewhere where you never bargained for, and there could be sort of changes along the way. But in the end, it will probably turn out even better than you planned. You know, so be flexible during this period and be open to possibilities and changes and so forth. That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
If you can avoid making travel plans and things like that during Mercury retrograde, then that's even better.
Yeah, it certainly. We try like crazy, but sometimes you get trapped right into it. Like now, we were trapped into a break. We got to take a break no matter what. We're outvoted and outgunned, so therefore, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Chrissy Blaze, and we're talking about something that we talk about every time there's a Mercury retrograde, but it's not now. This time, we're giving you about 6 weeks ahead of time. Focus on this, friends. There's pre-periods and that's our periods, but it also affects us all very differently. We'll talk about that. If you got Mercury retrograde in your chart, and boy, you better listen up.
This is Peter Davenport, Director of the National UFO Reporting Center. You're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus, and we hope you'll stay tuned for our UFO report.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio with our guest Chrissy Blaze, Mercury Retrograde, your survival guide to astrology's most precarious time of the year. O Books, Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E.com, ChrissyBlaze.com, 1-800-462-6420. And in my life, Mercury Retrograde, around that time period of May 26th, the last one, I had to fire 9 artists and bring on an entire new crew who completed the work, making it actually a better mural than it originally was. And that was, I remember that decision, especially coming around Mercury retrograde. And frankly, I was a little bit frightened, Chrissy, to all of a sudden dump 9 people who had been working on it for close to a month and a half and replace them, but it worked out superbly. And
you suddenly looked at it during the Mercury retrograde period and you realized it wasn't going in the direction that you really wanted it to? Or?
Well, I had been watching it over a period of time and reserving my judgment, because I don't like to fire people, but these individuals that I was working with just couldn't cut it. And even though they used to be able to do it, indeed, that's why they were originally hired, but they just couldn't do it. And in order to do that, you know, when you relieve 9 people of their life's earnings, et cetera, it's not a good feeling. But the outcome was spectacular.
Wow, that's very interesting.
But the feeling of it was terrible.
I'm sure.
But now, what are some of the good things we should plan to do? Now, you touched on a few things before, but reviewing, revisiting, reexamining, rethinking, and rebooting. How would you go about knowing if we know that Mercury is going to be going retrograde, say, for instance, September the 23rd, 24th, around that time period? How would you prepare for that? Because that's only about 6 weeks away.
Yeah, and of course, just before it goes retrograde, as you know, it slows to a halt, and it's called its station period, just before it changes direction. And then halfway through the cycle, it changes again before it starts moving forward, and that's another stationary period. And both those periods and just after the retrograde period is significant too. So it's actually longer than the three-week period.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Together. Mm-hmm. So the best way to prepare, actually, if you can take a vacation, that would be really good.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a good time to relax too. You know, mercurial energy is a kind of energy that can frazzle us, especially during Mercury retrograde when things tend to go a little bit haywire. When you say something to somebody and they misinterpret what you meant, and this type of thing is very typical. So you can prepare by, number one, if you can take a vacation during that period, that would be good. If you can't, then just be more aware of the way you're communicating with people. Be aware of what you're saying and the effect it could have. You know, so become a bit more self-conscious, I suppose, self-aware. So that's a positive thing. And also try not to, if you can avoid it, buy any major purchases until after the period. For example, like a new home or a new car, because things are bound to go wrong if you do.
Yes, certainly do.
So try and avoid that. But just, if you can't, you know, just remain flexible and sort of go with the flow and try and, as I say, be self-aware and think outside the box a little and try and see things differently. And then the whole effect is it will help you and be very positive. And also, some people were actually born when Mercury was retrograde, and they can really flourish during these times.
Yeah, let's talk about them, since I'm one of them. I'll stick my ego out here. And let's talk about those guys and gals that were born with Mercury retrograde in their birth charts.
So you're one of those, are you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
It doesn't surprise me at all, because you have a very unique way of looking at things, and you're an inventor, and often people are quite, have a streak of genius about them, because they don't fit into the usual mold, you know, and I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Well, indeed, because for decades, when there would be stories done on me, whether with the local, regional, national, or whatever, they'd always refer to me as a psychedelic artist. Well, Chrissy, I was never a psychedelic artist. I was never a hippie, because you know how they like to pigeonhole you.
Yeah.
But basically, my artwork was symbolic, and no matter what I said to anybody from 1966 onward, the media never understood that. Now symbols are important. For whatever reason, symbols are important. We can thank Da Vinci Code and all kinds of other authors at this particular time who are national treasure. When they throw these symbols out there, people now are beginning to understand that symbols are extremely important. So that certainly made a big difference in the way I do things. And I do live by these time periods, no doubt about it. You and I have talked about this before.
Yeah, and you're sort of ahead of your time. And this can be quite typical. And if anybody out there is listening and thinking, oh, I think I might be born with Mercury retrograde, you can actually go on my website and get yourself a horoscope printed out, calculated. But sometimes people have a problem finding it. So if you wanted to email me, and give me your date and time and place of birth, I can quickly calculate a chart for you and let you know whether you've got Mercury retrograde when you were born or not.
Well, that's very kind of you, Chrissy. But they can go up to chrissyblaze.com and begin with that information to contact you. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, they should be able to calculate their horoscope, because it is possible, but it's kind of, I'll just quickly try and draw up my website now as we speak and see if I can give them the right page to work out their horoscope. But if in all else fails, they can always email me. And as long as I don't get 10,000 emails, I should be able to quickly work it out for you. And my email is on the website, yeah.
And there's a chart in your book on this as well.
There is, yes.
Yeah, so those that are born, then back to that situation, those that are born with Mercury retrograde, let's forget about me, but what in general, what are they good at?
They can be a little bit quirky, and my father, for example...
Hey, what do you mean we can be a little quirky? What is this? I'm only kidding, and I'm sorry, dear.
You're like this, but this is my dad. He's 87, God bless him, but he has this thing where everybody's talking about something around the table, and he will suddenly come left field with something completely different, from anybody else. Of course, you can do that when you're 87, and you know. Mm-hmm. But he's always done that, and will come up with a completely different line of thought, and everybody will sort of turn around. Oh, that's interesting, you know. So he has this. It's very typical, I think, that you just are thinking along different lines from everybody else. Mm-hmm. So this is another manifestation of it. And if this sounds familiar to you, listeners, then perhaps you were born with that. But if, again, the potential is that because you can think differently, because people aren't going to pigeonhole you, they're not going to be able to put you in a box, you have this sort of a potential for genius in whatever you do, because you're looking at the world differently, you're seeing things differently, you're not easily conditioned. So this is a good thing.
As a matter of fact, I was just thinking, suppose we open the lines right now. Do you think, might this be possible to open the lines for just a few people to find out if they got Mercury retrograde in their chart?
Oh, yeah, I could,
you could
that.
Do that.
Yeah, I okay. Could do that while we're talking, I think.
All right, now let's post the numbers up here. This is a pre-recorded program from the Hieronymus & Company archives. If you hear phone numbers, please do not call. But, friends, if you are curious about this, because I think it's important for our listeners to really focus on this particular aspect, because it is so frequent. That goes on 3 times a year. That is frequent. And it's almost sometimes, Chrissy, like we go out of one and we almost move into one way too soon.
I know. Well, they can be 4 times a year sometimes, and they go like...
Right.
Well, 3 or 4 weeks, and then you get the period before and the period after. So it's a lot of weeks every year. So it's really important that people get the hang of it, I think.
So if you want to find out if Mercury is retrograde in your chart, and that you obviously will be in much better shape, I think, if you know that than if you don't. Now, the houses. Mercury obviously moves through houses. Could you explain this and what this might mean when it goes through different houses?
Yeah, if you look at your, some people out there probably know a lot about astrology and others don't, but if you look at your horoscope, you'll see it's divided into segments, 12 segments. There are different, these are called the houses, and each house represents a different area of your life, whether it's your home, your career, your relationships, you the personality, your spirituality, your aspirations, your creativity, all those areas of life, and they're different areas, are represented by what's called a house. And it's just a piece of jargon, which means an area of your life. And there are many different house systems which are used in astrology. Some are more common than others. And funnily enough, even though there's lots of different systems, they all come to the same point. So whatever system you use, an astrologer will interpret it, and you'll get the same result, actually. But Mercury, it travels through these different houses, and as it does so, it's stimulating these different areas of your life. You're thinking more about when it's going through the house of relationships, that your mind tends to be more on relationships, and you're talking more to other people and this type of thing. When Mercury is going through the area of your home, you're possibly thinking about doing renovations on a home, you know. So it sort of highlights all those areas. And when it's Mercury goes retrograde in those areas, it's you're then thinking differently. For example, if Mercury is retrograde in your house of relationships, it's quite likely that someone from the past will come back into your life. It will focus on all the relationships in your life, anything that's incomplete or needs work on it will come up for you to deal with or to look at in a different way to decide whether or not to continue with it. And so this reflection, this kind of that Mercury retrograde is associated with will be highlighted during this time.
Now, we have a number of callers, and I think we better get to them, and we'll come back with some other questions after that. But let's first go to Kathy in Essex. Good evening, Kathy.
Essex, is that England?
Yeah.
No, it's not Essex, England. It's Essex,
okay.
Essex, Maryland. But, you know, there is some type of connection between Essex and England and Essex and Maryland. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, when was your birth date, dear?
October 8th.
October 8th.
What year?
1924.
Okay, and what time?
It was nighttime, but I'm not sure, 10 or 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that should be all right just to get the Mercury retrograde. I have to just put my headphones on, otherwise I need 2 hands to do this typing, you see. Hold on 1 second.
Well, in the future, we're all going to have three hands, friends, so it won't make any difference. We can do four or five things and multi-purpose all our lives. Even during Mercury retrograde, we can multi-purpose. That doesn't mean we're going to do it accurately, but we can do it. And we're studying. We're studying Kathy's chart now. She's living all the way in Essex with a previous incarnation she must have had in England to be born in Essex, Maryland. And Essex, England, you can always take a look at resonance and patterns of resonance and correspondences and synchronicities. Kathy, have you been taking a look at your resonances and correspondences to Essex and Maryland and England?
I can just about hear you.
Oh, I better speak up a little louder. I'm so sorry. At this particular time, if I repeat, then obviously we're going to miss the report on you, as we're going to find out.
Okay, whatever you have to
Hello,
do.
Kathy. I'm just looking. Why did you think you've got Mercury retrograde? Any reason for that? Or
no, you said when the Mercury was in retrograde, and my birthday was then, so I thought I would probably be in it.
Interesting.
Good actually, night. The periods, they change every year. And actually, you don't have Mercury in retrograde. But what you do have is you have Mercury sitting in your house or area of communication. So you're very a mercurial kind of person. So you would feel Mercury retrograde periods probably more than most.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't born with it. So.
Well, that you've been diagnosed as not having been born with it. Kathy, so that's a disadvantage or it's an advantage, depending upon how you want to look at it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Mercury in the sign of Libra, so that means that you like to, you're quite good at seeing both sides of the situation. Sometimes hard for you to make decisions.
Wow, thank you for that additional information. Hope you got it there, Kathy. Now let's go to Shirley in Baltimore, and I bet you I know who Shirley is. Shirley.
Hi, Bob.
How have you been, hon? Did you?
Hi, Shirley.
Hello. What I'd like to know is, does this change from year to year, or is this always the same?
It changes every year, actually, different periods of time every year. You should get my book because it has the periods every year up to, goodness knows, about 2050, I think.
Because I have sometimes everything goes right and sometimes everything goes wrong.
Well, when were you born, dear?
August 12th, 1935.
August 12th. 1935, and now...
About 5:20 a.m.
5:20 a.m.
5:20 a.m. And where were you born, my dear?
Baltimore, Maryland, Johns Hopkins.
Oh, right.
Johns Hopkins has its own zip code there, too, friends. Actually, I just made that up. How have you been, Shirley?
Pardon?
I said, how have you been?
Very well, except for the times that things don't go right.
Well, you know, these little periods are like little tests for all of us, in a certain sense. You ever have dreams, sweetheart, in
yes,
which you're in going to school all the time? And
a lot. Yeah, I go to school, and yeah. I have a lot of good memories.
And,
okay. I've got your chart up now.
Okay.
And you don't have Mercury retrograde either.
Well, that's
you do have Mercury. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
you do have
true.
Mercury rising, which means that you are... Mercury is very prominent in your chart. You have Mercury in the sign of Leo. You're a generous person. You look at the big picture. You don't like to be petty or anything like that. It's a,
right.
It's a nice place to have Mercury, but you don't have Mercury in retrograde.
Well, that's good.
Well, it's good or bad,
thank
depending
you.
Upon the situation. Thank you. Way
thank
to go
you.
There, Shirley.
Bye-bye.
And thanks for being so generous, because we need a lot of generous people on the planet today, especially after this past 7 years. And we're going to be going to Barbara, who is in Baltimore. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Barbara.
Yes.
Oh, there she is. Barbara, give us your birth data, when you were born, etc.
All right. January 23rd, 49.
January 23rd, 19. And where were you born, dear?
Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And you know approximate time or the relevant time?
It was. I know my mother said it was in the evening. I don't have the exact time.
Well, we might be able to.
Well, that would be okay for Mercury retrograde.
Okay. So while she's studying it, Barbara, what do you think about this, finding water on the moon, when we've been told all this time that there ain't no such thing as the possibility of having water on the moon?
Well, it may say there may have been life there.
Well, I'm sure there was. I'm biased, Barbara. I am, because I've seen other reports, and this has been going on for a while. For sometimes, you know, we're not given the full story. Mm-hmm. I know you probably don't think this is true, but...
I was just listening to Edgar Mitchell the other day on another subject, and he's really come out, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He is not...
For him.
He's not fooling around anymore. He is tired of being misquoted you know, I know this individual since 1972, 71, extraordinary soul, just extraordinary. And I'm glad he's coming out more and more and saying, you know, we really do know this. NASA knows this, but NASA doesn't think we're old enough to, we're just not old enough yet, Barbara, to be told the story yet. But maybe when we're 152, we'll be told the story.
Exactly. Well, God bless him, because he's being very courageous.
God bless him is right.
Difficult. Anyway, I have Barbara's chart now, Barbara, and this is another person who does not have Mercury retrograde. I want to find this Mercury retrograde person, but what you do have is you have the Sun, Mars, and Mercury in Aquarius.
Whoa!
Please tell me, Barbara, that you're involved in some kind of computer work or technological work, or astrology is an interest of yours, because all these things you'd be very good at.
Really? I found myself more of a humanistic, a humanitarian, and
that's Aquarian,
you know, working with people and issues, and you know, human issues and some political issues. I'm kind of geared towards that.
You're socially aware. One thing, when you have Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, as you do, you tend to think outside the box anyway.
Yes,
as Aquarians do. So,
yes, I've never been good with. Technical things like computers and things.
Oh, you would be. You would be. And this,
really?
Other things. You would be. I think you would be. But,
okay. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try. It could open up a whole new world, especially the future world, if we still have computers.
You'd be a natural at astrology, so yeah. You might want to take a look into that.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Barbara. We need to take a break here, and we'll come back to... we're going to take some more of these calls, because it is important. Bud and Harry and Barry in various parts of the state, as well as... Who's that last one there you got there? Maurice! Oh, I've always loved that name, Maurice. We'll be back with our guest, Chrissy Blaze. We're checking out whether or not you have Mercury retrograde in your chart.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I'm the author of the Encyclopedia of Magic and Alchemy and many other books on the paranormal. You're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio with Chrissy Blaze, Mercury Retrograde, your survival guide to astrology's most precarious time of the year. Yes, we've mentioned this a few times this hour. Why? Because it's important. Do your homework. Set up straight. Next time you have a dream and you're sitting in the classroom and you get there too late and you forgot there was a quiz and you forgot that, then maybe you'll understand that maybe when you're asleep, something else is going on. And Bud certainly knows that. Bud is he's in Glen Burnie. Bud, could you please give us your date of birth?
6-4-64.
And in where was it? In Baltimore?
Yes, sir. Baltimore, Maryland.
6-4-64. And do you know the approximate time, Bud?
I do. I think around 2 a.m.
Circa 2 a.m. How does that stand there, Chrissy? You got that info?
June the 4th, right?
June the 4th. Yeah.
In England, we do things the other way around. So 6-4 would be April the
4th. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I forgot.
So that's June the 4th, 64. Okay. I'm working on that.
Okay, he's working on that. Bud, you've been in Baltimore a long time. Do you remember what it was like back there in 1965? What are your first memories of 1965? Do you remember any of that?
No, I sure don't.
A lot was going on. Okay, what was the first year that you can formulate? Because those were interesting times from 64 to 68. Do you remember anything around that time?
I think I remember Agnes coming through, Hurricane Agnes.
Oh, yeah, that was big. That was big. I remember with some of those hurricanes, I used to go out. One time I visited a friend in O'Donnell Heights. Do you know where that is?
I do, yes.
I went to O'Donnell Heights, and it was a big storm, and it rained so much, there was about 2.5 feet of water in the streets. We had big swimming pools right in the streets. I'm not kidding. And the interesting thing was I had run away from home. I think it was a sign that maybe I were to get back to where I belonged in that time period. So how are we doing there, Chrissy?
Doing well, but here's another one. But he did not have Mercury retrograde.
Wow.
Actually, in 1964, the retrograde periods were, I think, I'm looking at the book now, because I just realized in the back of the book, you can find out when Mercury went retrograde, so it saves me having to do the charts here.
Well, we'll go to your...
interesting doing the charts.
Well, friends, that's one of the more important reasons that you should get one of these the books, Mercury Retrograde, Your Survival Guide. Now where does he have Mercury in his chart?
Is it in Taurus?
In Taurus.
But you have Jupiter, Mars, and Mercury lined up there in your house of finances. So you're pretty good at making money, and you'll be very good at real estate. Quite an artistic, creative person.
I had my license about 10 years ago, but I'd been on the road driving a truck, and I've just started getting back involved with it again.
You should. Absolutely should, because you have a lot of talent there, a lot of creativity there.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, bud. Let's go to Harry in Baltimore. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Harry, could you give us your birth data? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
November the 19th, 1925.
November the 19th, 1925.
I was born in Hickory Ridge, Pennsylvania.
Hickory Ridge. I know it well, Pennsylvania.
I was born at 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Thank you, Harry. You said November the 19th, right? November.
Did you say November 9th?
November the 19th.
Yes, November 19th.
Okay, working on that now, Harry.
Okay, she's working on that. Harry, what part of Baltimore, part of Baltimore are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Baltimore in Fort Avenue.
Fort Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Wow, what a great place. I was just with, have you ever heard of...
Fort McHenry in the
yeah.
harbor.
Have you ever heard of Mountain Girl and from the Grateful Dead?
No, I haven't.
No? Well, we were in a place just yesterday. Mountain Girl and I were eating crabs, and I'm trying to remember the name of the great restaurant. For some reason, it's...
Where was it, in Federal Hill?
It was on Fort Avenue, down there by close to Fort McHenry. PJ or TJ Steamers. Is it TJ Steamers?
Yeah.
What a place.
Right across from the Colt Field.
Yeah.
Phillips.
Yeah, that was great. We had a great time.
Oh,
she loved it.
Crabs there.
Yes, they did. They did. You know, we have much smaller crabs here than they do on the West Coast. I did not know.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're three or four times larger than ours. I thought that was quite unfair.
It still takes me about an hour to clean a crab, because I never saw crabs till I came to Baltimore.
Oh, boy, I remember those experiences. But, hey, we're having too good a time here. Chrissy, what's the report? Did he make a Mercury retrograde in his chart at birth?
He did not either. But don't forget, you know, there's about 12 weeks or so a year that's Mercury retrograde, so the other 40 weeks is not. So it's more likely... If you're a Mercury retrograde person, you're kind of unique.
Is there anything in his chart that would show that he likes to eat crab cakes and crabs?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, good.
When it's in Capricorn, you probably like your food. And Mercury in Sagittarius. So although, Harry, you're a down-to-earth gentleman, you're pragmatic, you also like to feel that you're on a quest. You know, you like to have an adventurous side to your nature, too.
Yes, I'm a traveler. I've been to England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales six or seven times already.
That's terrific.
Yeah. My wife was from London.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, well, I'll tell you, we only have time for one more caller. I wish we had more time. Thank you for calling us, Harry. Let's go to Barry in Dundalk. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
What is your birth data, please?
August the 6th, 1935.
August 6th, 1935. Were you born in Baltimore?
I was born in near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, around midnight.
Near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, remember that song? There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know that.
I used to sing that all the time. I didn't know what it meant because I didn't know what Pittsburgh was all about.
Yeah, time, believe me.
Yeah, I enjoyed
that. Was sang by Guy Mitchell.
Guy Mitchell? Was he born there? I'm singing the blues.
I have no idea.
Oh, because he sang.
Amateur hour.
Oh, I thought the guy you were talking about, the Guy Mitchell that sang "I'll Never Do More Than Singing the Blues," something like "Singing the Blues."
The same one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was some singer.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Do we have any analysis on Barry?
Barry is just coming up here.
Okay,
let's hope he might be one. And no, we don't have.
Mercury retrograde people are scarcer than hen's teeth. There's no two ways about it.
They really are. And
yeah.
When was the Mercury retrograde period? You have Mercury in Leo, born on August the 6th, and the Mercury retrograde period in your year was in June. There was also one in February, so I'm afraid no.
No, but what would be his advantages in life at this time with Mercury?
Well, it's just before your birthday, so this is, you probably had it was kind of a difficult time just before your birthday, but things are really going to turn around and get better. So, you are a person, are you a teacher or something like that? You're a great storyteller. Do you write? Do you teach?
I write some, yes, I do.
You really should, because you're a terrific storyteller.
I love stories.
You. You're quite an interesting chap. So.
I think we got time for one other person born on April 29th, 1983, at 4:30 a.m.
And where was that?
Well, they're off the phone right now, so I would imagine it's probably Baltimore. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, she's checking the. It is Baltimore.
Okay.
And so while she's checking that over, you know, there's one of the most important things that I ever did in my life was laugh at astrology, because I. It when I learned that there were correspondences, it totally destroyed my ego, because I then began to realize I didn't know what I was talking about unless I studied it. That's true, you know. But how are we doing? We doing okay?
Yes, I'm afraid we don't have a Mercury retrograde.
Okay, but where is his Mercury?
Is in Taurus.
Taurus,
along with Mars and the Sun in the second house. Another person who's pretty astute with those financial things of life and would be good at real estate and banking and.
What about
a creative soul too?
What about mechanical things like broadcasting and things?
Actually, has Venus in the house of communication, so I would say it'd be pretty.
Well, we are out of time. Chrissy Blaze, thank you very much. Mercury Retrograde, your survival guide to astrology's most precarious time. Oh, books, 1-800-462-6420. 21st Century Radio is produced by Hieronymus & Company. Our executive producer and research assistant is Laura Kortner. Our engineer is Anita Brockington, and I'm Dr. Bob Hieronymus.